I'm not sure how legitimate they were, or if I could follow up on any of them. But so the quip about being single was sort of a nod to the dysfunctional social life, that being in these very isolated, remote contexts for months on end, you know, with just a small team of volunteers, like three or four other people, leads to it's quite socially, it's quite a bizarre situation. But in terms of the wedding proposals, it was really quite touching. The first one I recall was in South Sudan, and it was a very, very frail woman who lived out of our sort of official catchment or boundary area for commencing antiretroviral treatment for HIV/AIDS. But we bent the rules and put her on the drugs anyway, and you know, she was so thrilled and sort of flattered that we'd made this exception for her, which really wasn't too big an exception, but she said, you know, because I was going to get her healthy again, the least she could do was marry me, which was quite touching. The local health workers thought that was hilarious and assured me that I'd never survive in South Sudan. I was far too pale and frail to ever last out there, which I think is quite true.